Well, good day, everybody. Tim Carskadden here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast from Louisiana. We're so glad you're here. A prophetic vision today, talking about how the veil between us and the Lord is getting thin, and the Lord draws us more into His presence and to His glory, that we will have revelation for the hour that we are in. All right, let's listen in.
Mercy, Christ, have mercy. This is a song of repentance. This is a plea to your heart. Would you purify us, Lord? Open your hand to
pray you're having a wonderful day today. It is Thursday. It is May 19, 2022. This month's flying by. We only have a few more days left or so before we come to the end of both the year and the month of May, getting ready for Shavuot or Pentecost, which is coming. I think it's the 5th of June. And we really feel the Lord is on that day as well. Another literal crossing over. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the words this week that the Lord's given us prophetically, the visions we saw about engaging in this hour. Well, as I was praying about today's podcast, I kind of wanted to keep in the same theme, but I just had a quick vision and a little dream that led me to believe or speak the word I just shared there in the intro, which is the veil is getting thin. And, you know, anytime a woman is about to have birth with her child, the membrane becomes thin, and the child is getting ready to come forth. It has to thin out so that there is no barrier for the children or the child to be born. That's where we are. The Lord is removing veils, removing any layer that has kept us from birthing some things in this earth right now, but also birthing a closeness with Him that we can get greater secrets, mysteries from heaven to declare in the earth. I try to make this podcast relevant to the point that it's applicable to where you are today and what you're going through, both in the natural and in the spirit. And for us, you know, we're contending against many things right now in the spirit. And I want to cover a couple topics here. This veil, I had a dream the other night, and in the dream, I peered into heaven. I don't know how to explain it. It was, the best way to describe it was something like a sliding glass door. I could see clearly on the other side of this veil or this place, but I also know could open this door, just slide it back and step into another dimension. And I am, through this vision and that dream, want to just release that to you today and encourage you that you're going after God, ever how unanointed you may think it is or lack of fire power it is pressing toward that mark or going to that place where you can cross into a new realm. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. Now think about what that passage says. With an unveiled face, beholding it in a mirror dimly, one passage says, for now we see in a mirror dimly. That's what verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 13 says. So when we say a mirror, we got to remember our mirrors today are perfect, and you get a perfect reflection of what you are. But in the days that Paul was writing this, mirrors didn't have that perfect reflection. They were dim. They were just some type of polished metal that would give some faint, inadequate, dim reflection of the person. Some of us might enjoy that, huh? Instead of actually seeing all our flaws in the mirror. There's a whole prophetic word there, but, and it's this whole thing, he's beholding me dimly, and we are beholding him dimly, it seems, I should say. And the fact is that he sees us just as we are. And this revelation that we come to him with unveiled face boldly, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. Then it says we're going to be transformed from glory to glory. And I'm here to tell you something, that your prayer life, sometimes, and us praying and going after this, ever how uninspired it may seem, it may feel unanointed. You know, we may just say, oh, God, where are you? Type prayers. You know, you may be saying things like that. And yet the word here says that we see him dimly. He understands that. And yet he encourages us to come boldly before him. So what we can say is, as we do this, it moves us closer to the glory, and we cannot measure our progress toward the glory based on our emotions, our feelings, although we want to be engaged that way. We don't have to judge it that way, because it's a dim encounter sometimes, and it's difficult in our prayer times, and we have to understand that our unanointed prayer, our what we seems to be not making a difference, they are relevant to the Lord, and they are anointed in a level with the Heavenly Father, because he sees that we see him only dimly. I remember Rick Joyner sharing a story of being in heaven and watching a very dry prayer meeting on earth. He was able to watch through a vision the Lord allowed him, and how it touched the heart of the Father. That there they were with no, you know, emotional engagement, as far as they weren't feeling anything, and yet the pleasure of the Father was upon them in the middle of that. Look, with all the issues that we're facing in the world right now, with the Antichrist spirit, with all the government battles we're in, with all the crises of COVID, etc., our prayer meetings have been many, and they have been much. Some have felt more anointed than others. But when we are engaging, even though we see dimly through this thing, the Lord says it's moving us from glory to glory. And I felt like today, just to encourage you, I see the veil's getting thin, and we are going to go through this place. And in that passage, it says we come to him through an unveiled face. And there's some critical things there. We're beholding as in a mirror, it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18 again. You know, in the Old Testament, veiling the face was a way that signified this great gulf between a person and God, and there had to be a mediator, somebody in between. But God has now invited us, this generation, to come boldly and fearlessly and confidently before the Lord. That's what he's asking us to do, his throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16 tells us to do that. And so we can stand before God with just confidence and assurity, knowing his heart is ravished for us, even though we only see him dimly. We need to come boldly without the sense of, I've failed, I messed up so many times, and I'm so horrible. You know, that's not how we're supposed to come to the throne. Look, the veil is getting thinner. There's going to become more access in this hour for us to come in there, come in with this unveiled face. It's the gift of righteousness that he's made us clean, not your works anyway. And that allows us to have the assurance that I can come into his presence. An unveiled face in that passage, that speaks of coming with boldness and confidence. And I understand that the work of the cross has made it a way for me to come. We can accept no condemnation, because why? Jesus took our condemnation on the cross. If I come before the Lord with condemnation, I am denying his work. Okay? I don't have that spirit of condemnation. It's not my portion. It's not your portion. And so when we come this unveiled face, it means also that we come with an honesty in our heart, no deception, no fake religious act. I think we see that more in a corporate setting than personal setting, but no more cover-ups and no more excuses. We can open our hearts to the Lord and speak plainly about our failures, our hurts. You know, it says in I think it's Psalm 55, David says, I murmur and I complain. My disappointments, my fears, my frustrations, I bring before the Lord. That's what it means to have an unveiled face. And guess what? The verse tells us that that takes us from glory to glory. That's 3:18. That's the promise here of 2 Corinthians 3:18. You know, when we mess up, you know, our kids mess up, you know, I think maybe the Lord would say, well, you did the same thing. I think in humor. But I want you to understand, and I want everybody to understand that God still loves us and cares about us, even though our children are messing up or we've messed up in some way. So we behold the glory of the Lord, setting our minds on the presence and purpose and the person of Jesus with unveiled faces. Every time we have some level of an, you know, I had a quick vision. I didn't have a massive vision, but every time we have some like counter like that, we have to understand it's an experience that even though it's dim, it's His glory, and it's a step toward and in the grace of God. If you and I both are faithful in taking these little steps, eventually what's going to happen, and we've seen it and you're seeing it too, we're going to move into a major transformation of our hearts. And then we're going to be and experience the things that we wanted, really, our emotions to be engaged. That's when we tremble, we cry, we rejoice, we go all over ourselves and goo goo and gaga, whatever, because we're having these amazing experiences with the Lord. And, you know, we can go there. Psalms 2:11 says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. There's nothing wrong with God affecting your physical body. I mean, I think the more you get used to the glory, it tends to wane, which I think is good. That, you know, at one time you couldn't handle the glory and your body shook. Mine did. I went through that. I've shared my testimony before. But what is happening when we're going before Him with this unveiled face, and I want to say this, that the Lord is going to allow you to grow in glory. And what I'm trying to raise up on this podcast with you guys is a company of people that are going boldly before the Lord, the throne of grace, beholding as in a mirror, with unveiled face, fearlessly, confidently, courageously, coming before the throne, and then getting access to His presence to a point that He begins to share the secrets and mysteries of His heart and actually gives us direction for the days ahead. If you heard Chris Reed, he's a prophet in America, had a word last week. You know, an angel appeared to him, told him what's about to happen, showed him that President Putin, President Biden were going to die. And these are secrets. These are mysteries that we didn't know. Somebody had an encounter through a dry prayer meeting like Chris and began to seek God, and then all of a sudden an angel comes. You never know what's going to happen by you being faithful with the little thing, even though it's dim. I want to say this to you clearly today. Even though it may be a dim encounter, a small encounter, it's a fruitful encounter, and it's a beginning if nothing else. I think it's more than a beginning. I think it's a growing from glory to glory. And that's where we are going, guys. That's what this group is about. That's what I'm trying to raise up an army for, is that we have a intelligence, spiritual intelligence. You're my spies. I'm part of that kingdom. You know, when the spies went into the land, they came back and they told them, hey, here's what it looks like. But I want to be the two other spies that said, hey, we can take them. Instead of just going on the other side, ooh, it's dark over there. No, I want to go over there and say, well, it's dark, but boy, the fruit is big. The fruit is good. And it's going to start with me understanding that going and before the Lord and seeing Him dimly and just being faithful with that place is going to allow me to press through to get to that place where eventually that dimness will break and that veil will get thinner and I'll go on another adventure with the Lord. I'll cross another boundary, go into another era with him. And the next thing you know, I got mysteries being revealed, secrets being revealed. Lord, I pray for everybody today. Lord, as we release this word today, that the veil is getting thinner, the opportunity for us to come closer to your throne and to hear your voice and to have answers to the crises of life today is coming to us today. Lord, let us slide that door open and walk through that next place where we can be in your presence and hear your plans and your desires for the earth, for our families, for our cities, for our nations. What in this hour, bless the listener in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome back again today. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast each and every day. And I want to remind you that we're now on Telegram. It's an app on your phone or device. I apologize. We were telling people to go on there, but it actually was on private. We put it on public now. So you can join us. Type in my name, Tim Carskadden, C-A-R-S-C-A-D-D-E-N. And you can go in there and join our group. It's going to put articles. We're going to do live streaming. Also, of course, always, we have our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, and our app. Find out what we're doing there. Okay, see you tomorrow.